A lot of talk about Nick Foles. The only way when you evaluate a quarterback to determine whether he's going to be the guy to play at a consistently high level in the future is to evaluate specific attributes, traits, and characteristics. All of those are definable. They're measurable. They're identifiable when you watch tape. Let's look at what some of these attributes are. First, you have to look at anticipation. In the NFL, you must be able to throw before receivers come out of breaks. If you can't do that, you will be late. You also must be able to throw from the pocket when there are bodies collapsing around you, what I call a muddy pocket. That's critical to be able to play at a high level in this league. Also, pocket movement, something Foles has shown well and the guys have already discussed. You must be able to move within the pocket in a small area and then get outside the pocket, all the while maintaining your downfield focus to throw the ball. And last is accuracy or ball location. You can do everything right, but if you can't throw the ball where you want to, then you don't have anything. And I want to show you two plays from Nick Foles over the last 2 weeks in which he's clearly progressing. Let's go back to the Dallas game, which was a loss, but the play is really representative of some positives. Jason Avant is in the slot running a 7 or a corner route. Now, what's really interesting here is this is actually cover 2. So the defender that Nick Foles has to beat is not the over-the-top safety, but the corner to that side, that's Maurice Claiborne. He has to make sure Claiborne does not drop too deep and get underneath Avant's route. And what makes this throw really good is King Dunlap is being pushed back into Foles' lap, so he can't stride into his throw. He has to sit on his back foot and deliver the ball with firm touch. It's a really good throw by Foles with a little pressure in his face, and I love the accuracy. Let's look at one more throw. This was against Tampa in the game 2 weeks ago. Jeremy Maclin is aligned on the right. He's going to run a crossing route. It's a really well-designed play. Now, the player that Nick Foles must throw this pass off of is not on Maclin's side. It's on the other side of the formation. It's actually the corner aligned over Cooper, Danny Gora. Because as Maclin works across the field running this route, Gora is the defender that Foles has to see. If Gora stops running with Cooper and sits, this throw will not be there. Foles does a really good job of waiting, confirming that Gora runs with Cooper, and then I love the throw. What he does here is he throws it to air. He leads Maclin across the field. Great ball location, great touch. These are two excellent examples of positive attributes that translate to consistent, high-level quarterback play. We obviously will have two more games in which to evaluate Nick Foles, but so far I think the results have been pretty positive.